can't wait to get my 13-year-old and 15-year-old child together with this band. It's a beautiful piece of karma you're carving out for yourself. And I'm pointing to the lovely bass player as if there was a real band here, but I want you to trust me to know that in just a few crazy seconds, you'll see right here the Barefoot Bluegrass Band. Barefoot Bluegrass. Hear that.
I can't stop it when his memory's bound to rest. that I cried. The moment of my sorrow, that was so thunder rude. I can't stop it when his memory's bound to grind. He's bearing down on the memory. It's on all the tears that I cried. The moment of my sorrow, that was so thunder rude. I can't stop it when his memory's bound to rise.
Thank you guys. How are you guys doing? This is a very beginning of the festival. We're excited to be opening up the weekend, or helping to open up. Our pals Hit and Run were on before us. They did an awesome job. Yeah. And hopefully we can live up to the standards they set. So we got another tune coming up for you called Lost and I'll Never Find the Way.
For you called Sit Alone in the Moon. Sweetheart has failed the man.
Called Country Rain. Hope you enjoy. So well, I really appreciate you guys. We really appreciate you guys' warm welcome, and thanks for sticking around in the hot sun instead of being on the river swimming, which is what we all would rather be doing. How many of you guys have got to go tubing yet? I got to do a little bit of that yesterday. That was my first experience on this particular creek. Creek. There's debate on how to say it on the stage, but I say creek. So we're going to do a little tune called Opus 23 and pay some homage and respect to great David Grisman, who's going to be at this festival later on if he's not already arrived. So we're going to have a little fiddle duel to kick it off. Jump back to the other end of the spectrum again and do you another good old bluegrass number written by Bill Monroe. We're big fans of both sides. And before we do so, I'd like to introduce a couple of the musicians on stage before you. On the far right over there, drinking water and playing the pee waddles out of the fiddle. She hails from Anchorage, Alaska originally, and she's been going to East Tennessee State studying bluegrass down there. One of my favorite people to play music with. She's been in a whole bunch of bands with me, and I've been in a whole bunch of bands with her, and we're great friends. Miss Angela Dean, everybody. And also on the fiddle, a mother of one, and a wife, and a good friend, and a great musician, and songwriter, and singer. She's got her own CD available back at the booth if you guys get a chance to wander on back there. She'll be signing away and meeting folks after this set. Put your hands together for Annalisa Woodley. Just turned 21, folks. So we're going to feature these two on True Life Blues. Thank you.
You promised me love that was true. I'm sorry to say that I believe in you. And I'm sorry to never, just like a dream. Left me so sad in this world it seems.
I think we got a little change of lineup here, and we're gonna have Angela get on the old guitar and play a little tune from our latest CD, which we recorded in Ukiah, California, with Todd Phillips as the producer. And we just finished recording it, and it should be out by August. If you guys are interested in picking that up, you can look us up on barefootbluegrass.com, or you can get it through Red Eye Distributors. And here it is. Here's a little tune called Homeless Waltz.
Nowhere to go, no, I know. Being so helpless and all alone. Moving along, shuffle. Yesterday's news, hunger that gnaws without a pause, and that's the homeless walls. People get so greedy, want the needy do it now. The dancers keep on dancing while the music's fading out. Every day, bodies astray, looking for shelter, some place to live, not knowing when they'll find it.
Thank you.
Well, there are not only girls in this band, which a lot of people forget about us guys sometimes because these girls do such a great job, don't you think? What do you think here? Yeah. But sometimes these girls, you know, they let us do a couple things, and one of them is singing. So we're going to get Mr. Jason Norris over here from Anchorage, Alaska, to sing this next traditional bluegrass number called 9-Pound Hammer.
Yeah, this is a good old tune I like to do. I like to jam on it backstage and out in the parking lot and play it on the stage. It's about the only tune I know, really, so here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Jason wrote for you next, called Pretty Lady.
So this tune is kind of unique in the way that it features a little mandolin bass duet in the beginning, which isn't something that you hear very often. Wouldn't you guys agree with me that it's kind of ironic in this band that the biggest, ugliest member has the littlest, tiniest instrument, and the smallest member of the band has the biggest instrument to lug around? But don't feel too sorry for her, because it's usually me and Mike who sleps that thing around. So.
Thank you.
was Kate Hammer on the bass, everybody.
I'd like to introduce to you Kate, and because she is, well, you just heard her name, but I'd like to tell you guys a little bit about her. She is kind of the person who keeps us online, both on and off the stage, and she organizes our music camps and makes those things run smoothly, and helps us with the kids during the camps, and she really thumps the heck out of that bass, and every time I get off the offbeat, she gets me right back on it. And we really appreciate all her hard work for the band and just being Kate. So let's have a big round of applause for the 18-year-old Kate Hammer from Anchorage, Alaska. Well, folks, now we're going to do something completely different and get out of the genre of bluegrass and let Angela do what she does best. It's called Finest Loving Man.
Well, the man I'm loving, don't worry about me running around. No, you won't ever find my baby hustling after me all over town. He don't ever shout, he don't even have to call. He knows I'm coming home, even if I've got to crawl. He gets it when he wants it, 'cause he's the finest loving man around. Well, he gets it in the morning or when it comes along late night. Don't you know the man's always hungry and he knows I'm gonna cook it up just right. He don't ever hurry, he just takes his time. Just a little taste is all it takes to make him mine. He gets me when he wants me, 'cause he's the finest loving man around.
Our new CD, which Annalisa wrote for us. And it's just a song about the old season true love that just never fades. It's called That Old Kind. Tune. If you listen real closely to the very last verse, you'll hear in there how me and Mike really feel about each other after being on the road for a month and a half together. One, two, three, four.
I know what it means to be lonesome. I know what it means to be blue. I know what it means to be lonesome. It seems that there is someone there. My baby, she loved me this morning. As a clock we strike before, that sweet smile face, my darling, I will never see it. I know what it means to be lonesome. I know what it means to be blue. I know what it means to be lonesome. It seems that there is someone there. With you. legs, my darling, I won't ever see anymore. I know what it means to be lonesome. I know what it means to be blue. I know what it means to be lonesome. It seems that there is someone.
Jive it for you.
Y'all have been a wonderful audience, and we've got one more lined up for you here, and then we'll be back out at the tent there signing autographs and meeting folks. And if you don't like our CD, you don't have to buy it. Just come by and shake our hand. That'll be more than an honor. And we got our first CD for sale out there. Only time knows. We haven't got the latest one yet, but like I said, we got a mailing list you can sign up on, and we'll get it to you as soon as this is out. Or you can hit us up on barefootbluegrass.com on the internet. And thanks again for coming out to see us and listen to our show. Here's a little tune called Big Mom. Want these guys to do another tune? All right, well, here they come. I wouldn't announce what we're gonna play, but like I said, these guys are the bosses, so I'll let them tell you.
We are gonna play a tune written by Frank Sullivan. I don't know if any of you guys know him, but he just joined the Navy band. And he taught us this song, he wrote this song. So we're gonna play tribute to him. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.